open veins. I take it as a sign when the pages of my old Galeano book threaten to fly away from this rooftop on Calle Crespo, where I've set it down so carefully to savor and ponder over a hot cup of coffee smoothed with chocolate. Set it down as if we had all the time in the world to recordar, which Galeano writes comes from the Latin recordis, to return through the heart. An observation I immediately understood as a blessing, one that has set the pace, the theme for my time here. I think he might delight in the white flurry and question my impulse to pull the untethered pages back into his original order. For hasn't he, a decade older than me, recently renounced the most acclaimed work of his youth? Why should I be bound to my style of 37 years ago? It was too heavy. His gift, he's learned, is what not to say, how to let mystery circulate freely between images, words, moments of exquisite irony, pain, and truth in momentary equipoise. To understand it all returns, exile, torture, mad love, bewilderment, and wonder. And reconfigures.